Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Pretty much, I guess, typical day for this time of year. Thankfully, no rain, no tropical weather, no nothing. That was not the case last week, as we all know, with Francine. Michael Glazer joins now, Mayor of Kenner. Morning, Mayor. How are you? How's everything in Kenner?
Good morning. Doing fine so far.
Tell me.
We continuing our cleanup.
Yeah, tell me, what since the storm passed, what kind of numbers are you looking at in terms of structures flooded, houses damaged? Is it primarily from flood? Did you have any wind damage, et cetera?
A couple dozen buildings were damaged by wind, but most of our damage was from rising flood waters. And assessments as of yesterday was 264 residents were flooded from anywhere from, you know, a half an inch up to maybe 18 inches, I think, is the most we reported.
Had some of those houses been raised, Mayor, that were flooded?
No, the ones that were raised, I'm not sure if any got floods, but the last I was told, I don't know what about yesterday, excuse me, but the raised houses didn't get flooded.
This is all about the Duncan Canal?
Well, I think it's a combination of two different pump stations. Most of our flooding and residents occurred in the northwest corner of Kenner and University City, and we had a small pocket of residences south of the east-west runway adjacent to the airport. And when you lose pumping capacity, you know, the parish and the pump operators say they can pump so much an hour and only so much after, but that's with 100% of the pumps working. When you lose capacity, your capacity, you know, the pumping is going to be reduced greatly. So I don't know, with the amount of rain we had in just a little over 2 hours here in Kenner, at our sewage lift stations, it was anywhere from 9 to 11 inches in less than 3 hours. Mm. And I'm not sure our current system could keep up with that rate.
Or anything anywhere, I wonder. I don't know, unless you're on the top of a hill, maybe. I don't know how else you could handle that kind of rain falling in that short of period of time.
And we know we need to expand the pumping capacity. That's why one's in final design for the northwest corner of Kenner, and we have a pump to the river project in South Kenner that's just being designed now. But that's going to be years before they come online.
Of the houses that flooded, do you know how many had flooded previously?
I'm sure that the ones that were raised have flooded in the past.
Mm-hmm. Are people out of their houses, or do you have people that have been displaced? Are they staying with friends or relatives, or what's the situation, or have they gutted their homes, staying in them, or do you know?
Some are staying in. I'm not sure how many have left. But for the most part, the houses are drained. We see there's a lot of debris on the curb that's being picked up. But we'll have a better idea today when we go out, do another assessment of the houses that we know had at least 18 inches of water in it.
Wow. What about debris pickup? What do you want people at Kenner to know about putting the stuff out and sorting and all that?
Well, from driving around, it's already out on the curb. Our garbage contractor is picking up the trash. They're running their normal garbage routes today, followed by debris pickup. We know we have a large amount of bagged, you know, vegetation, leaves, and branches. The first wave of trucks today are going to pick up just the canned garbage, followed by boom trucks and other trucks picking up the vegetation and branches and construction debris.
I presume just about everybody can accept power has been restored in Kenner?
Yes, everybody's been restored. The last, I guess, report from Entergy was at Saturday night at 7:15. They're reporting less than 50 residents without power. And I've confirmed that they've all been brought up today.
Do you know of any businesses?
Last night.
I'm sorry. Do you know of any businesses that were damaged by the storm?
I do not off the top of my head, no.
How does this compare to previous storms that have hit Kenner?
The areas that flooded have flooded in the past, and they're all adjacent to our drainage canals. We know we have some low-lying areas on major intersections from some of our roadways, but the houses that flooded were pretty much adjacent to either a Duncan Canal or another northwest, or I mean another north southeast west feeder canal.
What about Entergy's response? Your thoughts on that and the restoration of power?
Well, it's never quick enough, mm-hmm. and we were fortunate that I expected this storm as it blew through to knock down trees, which will knock out some of Entergy's transmission lines, but that really did not happen here. So I think we're fortunate that, well, it was a few days before the city came back as a whole, they did have a lot of large neighborhoods up the morning following, like Thursday morning. So, you know, it's never quick enough. We're always going to try to push for them to have a better grid, put money into, you know, I guess, hardening their system, because it's just a total inconvenience for residents to be out of power for several days. I understand it's a hurricane, but it's a constant battle.
All right, let me take a break. We'll talk about some more when we come back. What's going on in Kenner? Y'all got any questions or comments for Kenner Mayor Michael Glazer, 504-260-1870. That's the Oakland Art Jeweler Talk and Text Line. They were hit hard by Francine. Let's hope that's it for hurricane season, the peak of hurricane season, statistical peak behind us. They're saying the next 7 to 10 days quiet, which would take us to almost the end of September, which would be great because after you get to October, and I understand Zeta happened, but we can kind of let our guard down. I just hope that this was the one for the year, and we got no more. We'll take a break, come back, pick it up with Kenner Mayor Michael Glazer, 720, time for Traffic Now, WWL.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
7:26, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Kenner Mayor Michael Glazer, still a little tired from the storm. Mayor, I think, as I know you are too. I wanted to ask you about the houses that were flooded and were they insured? Because coincidentally enough, I got my insurance bill, which went from $300 to over $1,000. What kind of, do you know if the people that were flooded out had insurance, and what kind of challenges is that presenting to the people of Kenner, the flood insurance rates?
Well, flood insurance rates, yes, we're, you know, it depends on the zone because it's not just all the same zone area here in Kenner. We do have a little higher than you would expect areas in Kenner. But yes, it's a university city is a repetitive loss area. And the houses that flooded, it's a mixture of owners and renters. Mm-hmm. And a large majority of the renters do not have any insurance. So that's going to be the challenge for each individual, resident.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you that. What do you have any non-governmental organizations coming in to help? Are you looking for volunteers? What has FEMA done? Are you talking to them? Tell me about the recovery.
Well, recovery, yes, FEMA. The assessment is for our FEMA reports. We participate in the flood program, so part of their recovery is to find out exactly how much damage we had, report it to them. We did have already some religious faith-based organizations reach out to help. I know they've had two different churches here in Kenner, had food giveaways. There may be one planned later in the week. I know they're talking about it just to see what the actual need of the area is. But yes, everyone is reached out any way they can help from every organization, even our disaster contractors. And I just want to tell the residents that we did not activate our disaster garbage pickup contract because the contractor we have now said they can handle it this week. And it's going to save the city a lot of money because those disaster contracts, when they kick in, they're very, very costly. And we feel that with mostly just less than 300 houses in the vegetation we have to pick up, they said they should be able to handle it this week. In our drop site here in the city of Kenner, has been the hours and days have been extended. They'll be open all week from 9 to 3 for anybody that wants to drop off their own debris.
Mayor, is there a website where people can go and find all this stuff out?
Yes, just the Kenner website. We have everything listed. We've started posting. That's where we mainly communicate with our official announcements. And then it's backed up by social media.
I know there's no time during the storm, but now that it's over, did you want to highlight anybody in your administration or just some different departments and their response to this, which was not expected, was it?
No, because as we were monitoring it 2 days out, it was in western Louisiana, and we were preparing for just some kind of a lot less, result of this eyewall coming pretty much right over the eastern eyewall, pretty much right over the western edge of Kenner. But we have a lot of experienced people in this office that been through many, many storms, and look, from the field guys, our public works, our general services departments, our wastewater, that's the one that stresses the most, our sewage system. We have 84 lift stations that all run on electricity. So when the electricity goes down and they don't have backup generators, the sewage system just stops working. And that's our biggest concern is sewage in houses. And we're able to keep that very minimal. There's not more than just a handful of people that called and said they may have some kind of backup in their residence. But that is by far the biggest stress that we have is our sewage system.
Yeah, I don't know if I tell you that now, but lift stations, that is the classic example of, okay, you want to run a government? There you go. Deal with that, because that literally and metaphorically is what you have to deal with. Thank you, Kenner. Hang in there, Mayor Glazer. God bless you. I'll hang in there, okay?
You got it. Thank you.
Appreciate it. You bet. Kenner Mayor Michael Glazer. I'm having a rough time this morning. We'll take a break, come back, talk to Scooter Heap, state-licensed arborist with Ziegler Tree. Talk about trees. They can be a risk even after the storm passes. We'll tell you about what you need to know, etc. Right now, we pause for WWL First News.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.